Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to another Wednesday night prayer service. This is our last prayer service in the month of June, June 28th in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I want to apologize for any background noise that you might hear on my end tonight. I am in the comfort of my own home. Unfortunately, my apartment is next to our pool, and there is some type of event going on this evening, so I apologize in advance. But I do want to remind you to please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are soliciting prayer requests. And all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. Tonight's prayer service will be dedicated to Sister Shirley Lambert and her family in the passing of her daughter, Deborah Lambert. Services will be held at From the Heart Ministries on Thursday, July 6th. The viewing will be from 10 a.m. and the funeral service will be at 11 a.m. I also want to dedicate tonight's service to the family of Deacon and Deaconess Clater and the passing of Deaconess Sylvia Clater. There will be a graveside service on Wednesday, July 5th at 11 a.m. at Fort Lincoln Cemetery. All of this information can be found in the pastor's weekly letter to the church. All right, let's get started. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Wesley Riddick. Wesley, can you hear me? Can you all hear me?
I'll go right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally.
To make sure.
Finally. We can hear you.
You didn't hear what I said before?
Before
my entrance?
Yes.
This is just
yes. I did. Yes,
we can hear you.
I can hear you.
Thank you. All right. I just want to make sure. Okay, love. Okay.
Carry on.
Deacon Wesley Riddick, can you hear me?
All right, man. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, then. I'm Father God. I want to thank you so much for keeping me all the time. And Father God, I want to thank you for all the skills that you have given me. And I want to thank you for allowing me to give them back to people who need the skills that I have. Father God, I want to thank you for so much for putting the seal around me. Of your protection, and you have put it around me for a very long time, and I just want to thank you. And Father God, I do want to thank you when you decide to take it away. You have given to me for a long time. I do appreciate it. And Father God, I do want to thank you for all the old deacons who have been helping me along the way since the beginning of me joining First Baptist, like Deacon Parker, Deacon Hartman, Deacon Rembert, Deacon Clayton, Deacon Pearson. And Father God, I do want to thank you for Reverend Young, for lending him to us for a while when we needed him. I just want to thank you for that. And I wish him the best on his new task. And Father God, I want to thank you for our deaconess board, our trustee board, and the deacon board. I want to thank you for all this. In Jesus' name, amen.
We will now have a scripture reading from Sister Tameta Dendi.
Good evening. I'll be reading Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Cecil Dryden.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, just I come to you, Father, just say thank you. It's a good feeling to praise you, honor you on this Wednesday and every day. You woke us up this morning, started us on that way. It could have been up. Other way. You gave us the opportunity to praise your holy and divine and wonderful name as usual. And you let all minds and all honor goes to you, Father. And I just want to say thank you. Grace and mercy. Love. Understanding. Putting everything in your hands and allowing you to do what you do, Father, for us every day. You don't have to, but you do it anyway. I can just imagine being in my first Baptist church family and with them and just so grateful to have everybody on the line. And I want to pray for the ones who have gone home and those who are sick, shut in, those who are hurting, but also those who's tough and go through what they have to go through for you, Father. Because it's not easy, but I know one thing. We are strong people in God and the Heavenly Father. And we know for a fact everybody on this line knows and been through something and been strong for it. And I want to thank you for my family and thank you for what you have done for us, Lord Jesus, because every day is new. Every day, Lord Jesus, is an opportunity to get better within you. I say thank you. Thank you, Father, for the sick, shut in, the ones who go through trials and tribulations and come out the other side knowing for a fact you've done it. Lord Jesus, you continue to strive to make us better every day. So thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for our strong deacon board and strong deaconess board and strong trustee board. And strong members and friends of First Baptist Church family. A special prayer for my friend and buddy, Reverend Tucker, and Reverend Young, And just everyone in the house, Lord Jesus, everybody on this line. Because we know for a fact, Lord Jesus, that you have saved us and continue to save us despite of us. You let us go through things and then come out the other side and know for a fact it's you. You the one who did it, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you. Just thank you. Don't take nothing for granted and know for a fact that it's because of you, Lord Jesus. We stand here today. We sit here today. We are in here today, on the line, wherever you are, praising your holy name. And it's an honor to do it. A special prayer for the Lambert family, where I grew up with, and I know for a fact they're strong people. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for carrying them. Thank you for keeping them. Thank you for strengthening them. And thanks for all you do, Lord Jesus, because they have been around in First Baptist a long time. So I just want to say thank you. I love you and adore you. And we're going to continue to praise you. We're going to continue to honor you. We're going to continue to give you all the glory. Because without you, there ain't nothing. We do all things to you who strengthen us. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
This is now your time to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Orpheus Tucker will now lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. We have gathered here this evening, Father, under your feet to pray. We want you to come and be in the midst of us. Help us know what to pray for. Let not our minds wonder about the things of the earth as we pray. Let us focus on the spiritual gifts of heaven. Come and grant us our heart's desires today. If someone came here with a problem, we pray that they will not leave here with that same problem. Let our requests be heard and answered by you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Evangelist Dr. Elnora Pearson. Evangelist Dr. Pearson was a member of the Altar Guild, Senior Choir, Youth Choir Director, Praise and Worship Leader at the First Baptist Church Senior Center. Dr. Pearson has spent over 60 years serving the Maryland, Virginia community as an artist, evangelist, and civil rights activist. She walked a picket line in South Carolina to integrate lunch counters. Our musical selection, followed by a word from Evangelist Dr. Pearson.
Step like this.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him. His word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the faith of Lord.
Let me sing it one more time.
To trust in Jesus.
Anybody know about trusting in him?
Yes, to take him, him and his word. Yes, to rest upon his promise.
Ooh. Oh, great.
Yes.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I put him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Hallelujah.
Good evening. I will be reading from the book of Habakkuk, calling our attention to Habakkuk 2, verses 2 and 3. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Write the vision. The book of Habakkuk is just 3 chapters. And Habakkuk had a conversation with the Lord. He was telling the Lord that all of these things are going on and you're not doing anything about it. And kind of like what we might say to the Lord today, you know, we might be talking to the Lord. We used to sing the song, have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our troubles. And so the Lord said to Habakkuk, he says, I'll work a work in your day that you would be not believe, even if I told you. And so the Lord said to him that he was raising up the Babylonians, that he was going to use the Babylonians to judge Israel for their disobedience, and that is what God does. And so Habakkuk had the conversation. He says, "Oh God, you can't do that. You know, they're wicked people." And so the Lord says, "Yes." He says, "You're going to go to Babylon," and this is what happened. And so today we're not talking too much about the books of the prophetic books. Daniel and Jeremiah. We like to say I know your works. I love you, but the Lord always told the prophet what he's going to do. I'm going to send you down there. You're going to be down there a long time. You're going to Babylon, and then you know even with Habakkuk, this is what the Lord is saying to him. He said to him in that first verse. That first chapter, he told him what he was going to do. But in this second verse, second chapter, he says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, that he may run that reads it. Okay, God is looking to us. We are running with the word of God now, and we are telling the story of Jesus. That's what we're doing. We're running and we're telling the story of Jesus. He says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Well, that appointed time came when Jesus came. And each one of us, we have an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Well, Jesus has come. And now we are waiting because Jesus came. He manifests himself. And we know that in Habakkuk, I would ask you to read this book, because this book has a lot of nuggets in it, because one verse says that the just shall live by faith. Now, we are living in a time when the Lord is manifesting himself throughout the earth. He told us, In the Olivet Discourse, he told us what would happen. And so now we still have vision. Write the vision. So I'm going to say to us that we have vision. Proverbs tell us without vision, the people perish. We are to always be visionary. And in being visionary, we are trusting God. We are trusting Jesus to fulfill his promises. In Lamentation, Jeremiah wrote, if it were not for the Lord's mercies, we would be consumed. If you're on the line tonight, I would say to you, write the vision. Whatever you are believing God for, write the vision. Make sure that your vision includes the Lord, because God is faithful to carry out his promises to us. I want to say to Reverend Young that we are glad that the Lord sent you our way. And we pray that he will continue to bless you, that he will continue to have you be a visionary pastor. And we hope that we can continue the relationship that we have been blessed to have you come our way. And to First Baptist, I want to say that when I was in ninth grade, my drama teacher told me that the only part I would ever play would be a maid. And my friend said, oh, don't pay any attention to him. He just doesn't have any vision. And so when I went up to Disney and those people said, oh, we loved Michaela, who was my piano teacher, my piano student. We loved her. And I began to cry. And he said, oh, did we hurt your feelings? And I said, no. I said, my drama teacher told me that the only part that I would ever play would be a maid. And here I'm standing in the Disney theater, and you're telling me how much you loved my student and how you believe that I have an eye for casting kids for your Disney parts. So I'm saying, write the vision. We should be visionary, not just for ourselves, but for others. God bless you.
In lieu of opening up the mics to provide any accolades to Evangelist Dr. Pearson at her request, I'm going to do something different. I want to give a special shout out to all of our seniors. If you consider yourself to be a senior and you are participating, either by dialing in or you were a member of the service tonight, I just want to give you a special shout out and thank you so much for participating. I want you to know that I love and cherish you, especially the wisdom that you've imparted on me during my tenure at First Baptist, and I look forward to us coming together again as a family, as a whole family, so that we can touch and hug and at some point kiss up on each other. I know COVID is still alive and kicking, but I miss that. And I'm one of those babies that like to be held all the time. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone again. But if you are a senior and you are alone, you live alone and you don't have anyone to look out for you, reach out to the church. Let us know what you stand in need of so that someone can fill that gap and fill that void. But for right now, if you are able, I want you to give yourselves a nice, big, juicy hug. Yes. Amen, amen, amen. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III, who I understand will be leaving First Baptist sometime next month. So I'm not going to cry. I am so thankful to have had this opportunity to work with him and to fellowship with him, and I look forward to all of the blessings that God has in store for you and your family.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. What a marvelous, marvelous day the Lord has blessed us with. Seems like we have a little bit of the haze from continuing Canadian wildfires and all. And we know the air quality has not been the greatest today, and it may be a little worse. But God is still good. God is an awesome God. He has blessed us tremendously. I want to personally say thank you, Sister Kinsley, for those sentiments. Thank you, Dr. Pearson, also for your sentiments and for that very timely, inspirational message. Vision is so important, and also knowing that we as God's people are the just, we live by faith. Be able to have that vision, to write it down, and to run with it, believing and trusting in God. That's what we do. So thank you for your inspirational message. I thank God for all who participated tonight and for all who have given wonderful, loving sentiments to me and my family. It has sincerely touched my heart. There'll be more. I'll share more later on. I want to let you know, please pay attention to all the information in the pastor's letter, especially as we pray for those individuals who have lost loved ones. We are continuing to pray for the Muschietti family. We know we funeralized Deaconess Millicent Muschietti on Saturday. And thank God for all of you who came out to support that family, those who served. Thank you so very, very much. Also ask for the family of Deaconess Sylvia Clater, whose graveside service will be next week, Wednesday, July the 5th, at 11 o'clock a.m. at Fort Lincoln Cemetery. We'll say that again on Sunday and make that announcement. And then on Thursday, we're praying for Sister Shirley Lambert and the passing of her daughter, Deborah, whose funeral service will be at From the Heart Ministries. 10 o'clock a.m. is the viewing, and 11 o'clock a.m. is the service. And for all those others who may be going through grieving periods, we're praying for you. Those who are sick and shut in, please don't forget about them. As you hug on yourself, as Sister Tinsley so lovingly said, as you're hugging yourself, please send hugs. Hug others who we know that are going through sicknesses, even those who may be in hospice care. Send your love, calls, cards, and certainly your prayers are much, much needed for those individuals who are dealing with sicknesses. We thank God for his many blessings. We thank God for his love, for his peace. So one of the reasons why we come and why we pray. And so tonight, as we focus our hearts and our minds on the Lord, we're going to open up the lines for 20 seconds to allow you to render prayer requests unto God. Whatever it is, whatever's going on, trust that the Lord hears you. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds. Once again, God, we, your believing children, come on this evening to say thank you, to thank you for your many blessings, to thank you for the love that we feel. Thank you, God, that you dispatch angels even to send kind words to us when we need it. Those text messages we didn't know we needed, and they come in just the right time, or those calls that come in exactly when we need it, when we feel low and when we need a pickup. God, we thank you for your tangible hands of love that we receive from how you dispatch others. We thank you that even in those moments, we feel you because you make yourself known. You make yourself known in your word. You make yourself known in confirmation. You make yourself known in those moments where we hear that still small voice. You make yourself known in those moments where your bigness is it's something that we see. We thank you, God, for all that you have done. We come tonight with a heart of gratitude. We come tonight thanking you for prayer. Thanking you, God, that you hear the prayers of your people. We pray for First Baptist Church. Continue to allow First Baptist to walk in that vision. Continue to allow First Baptist in seasons of transition to meet the needs of others. Continue to allow First Baptist to worship you, to magnify you, to lift you up, and most of all, to trust you, because you're God, and you know exactly what you're doing. We thank you, God, for every member of our church. Lord, thank you for all the officers. Thank you, God, for our Pastor Emeritus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We're praying right now, Lord, in thanksgiving, that you have heard every single prayer request that's been uttered, every single one, even those that we couldn't speak. You know about it already. So we thank you in advance for meeting our needs. We thank you in advance for healing bodies. We thank you in advance for loving us enough to send your son to die for our sins, covered by the blood, covered by peace, covered with joy, to be able to walk in places that we know people did not want us, and yet we walked anyway. To be able, you open doors that we could never open, and when we walked through them, we trusted you, and you gave us what we needed to have success. So we continue to trust in you, praying for those individuals who are going through hurtful seasons of bereavement and grief, knowing, God, that you heal hearts, you comfort hearts, because you yourself are comfort. You are Jehovah Rophi, a healer. You don't heal hearts. We thank you, God, for healing bodies in this season. Thank you, God, for those who even have recovered from strokes and all kinds of things. Thank you for those who are yet recovering, God, because healing is theirs and victory is theirs and ours because you have prescribed it. So, Lord, we thank you. We trust you. We magnify you. Keep us, God, as we walk forever in your path, and never allow our heads to be held down, but always held high, with praise in our lips, praise on our tongue, worshiping you, knowing, God, that while stormy seasons come, we thank you because the sun does shine. Thank you so much. So we're still, and we know that you are God. You are our refuge, our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we don't fear. We're not fearful of the government. We're not fearful of our enemies. We're not fearful of anything because our God is greater. Our God is stronger. He knows everything about us and knows exactly what we need when we need it. So we thank you, God. We love you, we magnify, we adore you. This and all of the blessings we do pray in the magnificent, marvelous, and loving name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and present you flawless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power now, henceforth, and even forevermore. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen. May God bless you and have a wonderful week. Don't forget, Sunday is coming, and we look forward to seeing you in person this Sunday and online as we take communion together. Amen. God bless you.
All right. When he said he looks forward to seeing us in person on Sunday, I felt like he was talking directly to me. Anyway, I just wanted to reiterate that the reason why I did not, well, typically, you know, after we have an inspirational speaker, we open up the lines for 20 seconds to acknowledge that speaker. However, Evangelist Dr. Pearson asked me not to do that. So if for any reason you would like to reach out to her directly to let her know how much you appreciated her message tonight, I encourage you to do so. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, oh, so worthy, so worthy. You are worthy.
for yourself. serving. Yeah, I just want to bless your holy name. When I get in your presence, there is nowhere Hallelujah, you're already here.
As long as you are my girl.
when your land.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you back on the line next Wednesday by 7 p.m. Take care.